The Hunger Games star Billy Porter, America is Nazi Germany right now, and the Jews are black people. By Warner Todd Houston on June 18, 2025. As actor Billy Porter stages a gay and Black Lives Matter play written by Harrison David Rivers, he is also attacking America as a racist country that he claims is just like Nazi Germany. Rivers wrote the play, This Bitter Earth, in 2015 at the height of the Black Lives Matter movement, and the play tracks 3 years in the relationship of a gay black man and his white boyfriend who clash over the pro-black movement and its goals as the white boyfriend goes full activist mode and the black star remains ambivalent over it all. Porter is directing the latest staging of the play currently running at London's Soho Theatre, according to the Pink News. Porter and Rivers told Pink News that they feel the play is just as meaningful today as it was 10 years ago. In speaking of the famed World War II play, Cabaret, Porter claims that the outdated BLM references in This Bitter Earth are still apropos because America is now just like Nazi Germany. That was written as a response to Nazi Germany, and it lived in that space for 60 years as a history piece, looking back on something that we have had moved through, Porter said of Cabaret. And now we're doing it and America is Nazi Germany. It's not going to be Nazi Germany. It's not becoming Nazi Germany. It's not in fear of becoming Nazi Germany. It is Nazi Germany right now, and the Jews are black people. Porter, of course, completely ignored the fact that nearly all the anti-Semitism in the U.S. is coming from the left side of the political spectrum, the side he supports. As for the playwright, Rivers says that he originated the play back in 2014 when he was tasked with coming up with a story about what it's like to move in the United States in a black body. He claimed that during the BLM movement's heydays he was afraid to move around in public in the USA. I was thinking a lot more about where I'm going and how I'm getting there than I ever had before. I actually think it's quite a lovely luxury to not have to think about your body in spaces, he railed. He added that his play was meant as a time capsule of the era for which it was written, 2012 to 2015, and that he hoped it would be merely a look back. However, he feels that we are still not any more advanced as a country than we were then. I mean, my goal is always like, oh, wouldn't it be nice if in a couple of years this was no longer an issue? That black bodies were revered, that black bodies were sacred. And so we actually maybe don't need the play anymore, right? He said. There's a lot of hate out there, Rivers insisted. I think there's a lot of misunderstanding and people are not wanting to have a conversation about that. And I think people are hurting as a result of that. Rivers was apparently not asked his thoughts on the BLM movement's fading into near obscurity by 2025. Nor did he comment on the multiple scandals of BLM leaders enriching themselves and embezzling the donations lavished on the movement. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.